Stephen and Anita say that's not what happened.
It was so difficult and it was so frustrating that they didn't help us.
MediShare members agree not to use tobacco or abuse alcohol and attest to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Why did you decide to sign up?
Well, I signed up because the insurance premiums on the open market were too high for us.
They tried working with MediShare for a year, but there was no help with their bill. And then
we got radio silence.
You know, that's when Stephen was like, well, let's contact NBC because we saw the segment on the Costa denial.
After NBC News asked MediShare about the case,
all of a sudden the tune changed.
Soon the Thorntons received a call from a MediShare supervisor, which they recorded.
No, I do apologize for the experience that you've had. It's not an experience we want for our members.
MediShare told us it was grieved by the lengthy and unusual delay. It says was caused by billing errors by the provider, submission errors by the Thorntons, and administrative errors by MediShare. MediShare says once it learned of the problem, it processed a payment, an ordeal the Thorntons hope others will learn from.
What happened to us was very terrifying and nerve-wracking. I don't want anybody else to go through this.
And Andrea is joining us now on set here in Washington. Andrea, for people who aren't familiar with these programs, they're actually pretty popular.
They are, Hallie. Estimates show that about 1.7 million people belong to healthcare sharing ministries, and they may work for some people, but it's important to note that they are not covered by the federal and state laws that insurance plans cover, so they don't have to cover the same things.